in Berkeley for Pacifica, KPFA Radio.
Some people are wondering whether U.S. policy toward Israel will shift in any significant way under a Joe Biden administration. Washington has been very consistent in its support of the Jewish state over the years, but there might be one area that could turn out to be a point of contention. That's the issue of Israel's nuclear weapons, which the Israelis deny they have. The question is whether the U.S. will see the Israeli position as an obstacle to its nuclear non-proliferation goals. Grant Smith is the director of research at the Institute for Research Middle East Policy. He talked about how the U.S. views the Israeli nuclear program.
Well, there's been increasing pressure inside Congress to have a lot more oversight and have more conditions placed on some of these massive weapons transfers. I haven't seen anybody explicitly make a connection or start talking about the nuclear arsenal and its relationship to the Arms Export Control Act, and even Betty McCollum, who wants to link things such as Palestinian children and their, you know, treatment in Israeli jails to, you know, U.S. support. Haven't seen her go there. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if newly elected members of the squad or other parties might start picking up the nuclear issue. The nuclear issue is interesting because it's such an overt, I would say, U.S. acquiescence to the Israelis, in which the Kennedy administration, the Johnson administration struggled with trying to inspect Dimona, their nuclear weapons production facility. They didn't want Israel to go nuclear.
What is the big deal in Israel about that? Why wouldn't they want their program revealed? I mean, it's known that Iraq and Iran at least tried to have some kind of program. What's the big deal?
I think part of the big deal with openness, and even when they were building Dimona, even when they were reprocessing uranium into plutonium, and Johnson was urging them, look, we've really got to tell NASA that you're not building weapons. And they said, no, let's keep them guessing because they're so much bigger than we are. And they've got all these other capabilities. Why don't you talk to them about their missiles? And so there's always been sort of a dual track. They wanted the deterrent impact of suggesting they had these weapons or these capabilities, but they didn't actually want to be the rogue state that was breaking all the rules, because that would mean that everybody else can break all the rules. So they really wanted to fit into this very specific niche where they would have them and the U.S. would tolerate them, even though, as you know, some of the scholars at the Begin-Sadat Center would say, we know this is a vast irritant to the Americans. They came out with a paper in 96 stating that. But they wanted to have the capability, but not the responsibility.
That's Grant Smith of the Institute for Research Middle East Policy.